Hi, Sean Blunt with this weekend's edition of Forum. Today on the program, we're going to talk about one impressive effort. First, there were concerns about a lack of PPEs, personal protective equipment for medical personnel and first responders. Then there was a growing concern about the public needing face coverings. The Montgomery County mask makers have been able to help with both missions and concerns. Certainly, it's been a difficult time to find masks, what have you, in stores. But Allie Luckett with the Montgomery County Mask Makers has joined me to talk about hitting a milestone. And Allie, tell me what the milestone is.
The milestone we hit was actually last week we hit 10,000 masks that were produced right here in Montgomery County and donated to individuals who may need them. We donated to healthcare employees, we've donated to businesses, and now we've opened up to donating to individuals. But we, of course, broke that record in no time, and we are now over 12,500.
Allie, I know a lot of great things like this start small. When did it just take off into the stratosphere?
It actually just started by my husband's aunt texted me and said, hey, Vivian Hosta, which is my her mom's neighbor, had said, hey, is there anything that needs mask making? She is an avid sewer, and she's a fabulous seamstress. And so Tanya suggested that she make masks for healthcare employees that may need them. And so Tanya texted me and said, hey, is there a need for nurses or people in your area that may need cloth masks? I said, well, I'm sure there is, but let me put a Facebook post out there and just, you know, see if tag a few of my nurse friends and see what happens. And within an hour or so, I had a few people coming, yes, I could use this. And then some people said, oh, my mom could help with this. Or, you know, my neighbor could help with this. And one of my former coworkers in Litchfield School District, Patrice Corso, said, oh, would you be able to make a Facebook group to kind of start this up? I said, oh, sure, I'll make a group. So I just made a quick Facebook group. It said, named it Montgomery County Mask Makers, and just said that we would be there to bridge the gap between healthcare employees who don't have the proper protective equipment. I saw my cousin is an ICU nurse at New York Presbyterian right in New York City, and so I've seen through her the huge lack of protective equipment that the nurses and doctors and everyone giving care have. And then, of course, for those of us who aren't in the main hospitals, you know, those who work in nursing homes, home health, things like doctor's offices, things like that.
Well, I know a mask is great to have, and it was certainly great to have it when everything seemed hopeless early on, and it had to be N95 or bust, it seemed, and you just couldn't get them in a store or even on the internet. One of the neat things to me, though, you didn't just meet a need. You made it less of a chore to put that thing on because everybody involved in this has gotten creative and individualized a lot of these masks, so it's more like a gift than just something you have to put on. Is that a pretty good summation?
Yeah, they absolutely have done that. The seamstresses have just been grabbing fabrics that they've had from quilts left over, different things like that. We have been ordering some more fun fabrics. We've had a lot of fabrics donated from area quilting groups and just people who sew on the side. So it's kind of fun to try to match up the masks with the personalities, with the people if you know them well. Like when I got some for my coworkers, I was like, oh, this looks like a fun one for you. I know your favorite color is purple. Here's one for you. So that's been really fun. We also, whenever we sent them to healthcare facilities, we included a little prayer card with it that just gave them a quick little blessing to be able to put up on the bulletin board as their employees come in or that their employees can see frequently. Just a little blessing for them to help them get them through their day.
It really has to be a morale boost. I know people are pulling strange shifts in the medical and first responder fields and transportation, everything tied to this saga. And I think of the real stressful environments. Just a little pick-me-up.
That's our hope, is it's just that we can give them some sort of glimmer of hope because it's very scary right now, the amount of mental health issues that are popping up in the people in the front lines.
Okay, Allie Luckett again, Montgomery County Mask Makers here with us on Forum. What can people do to help even if they aren't sewers?
The main thing we really need is for people to wear them. A lot of people don't realize the importance of wearing a mask. And really, the importance of the mask, even if it's not an N95 or a surgical mask, the importance of the cloth mask is that it's going to stop some of the droplets as you talk, as you breathe. your body emits droplets that that could potentially have the virus on them. So what the cloth mask or the face covering does is it blocks that from getting on supplies around you, from getting on your hands, from getting to other people that could possibly be given back. And then it also helps the wearer to prevent them from touching their nose, their mouth, and places that the virus could possibly get in. So we have quite an abundance of them right now, and we just really want for people to start wearing them and realize the importance of them.
And Allie, I know mask materials don't grow on trees or in a garden. Any way folks out there can help financially?
If anybody would like to donate to the group, we have had to order some supplies and shipping and things like that. We do have a bank account set up at the Bank of Hillsborough. It's called Montgomery County Mask Makers. Thank you to Pam Hopper for being my treasurer, because that was something I definitely did not want to take on. But she has set up an account at the Bank of Hillsborough, and we also have a P.O. box. It's P.O. box 23 in Hillsborough that people can mail checks to if they would like to donate to the cause. It's just helped to buy fabrics and elastic, different things like that. Ship masks. We have actually shipped masks overseas to children with cancer. We have shipped masks to other healthcare facilities that may have some sort of connections to Montgomery County. One of the first ones we sent to was Luke Mulch, who works in an ICU in O'Fallon. So we shipped 30 to him. That was one of our first shipments that went out. So some of the shipping costs, material costs, things like that. But most of it is just a complete labor of love.
Now, we know these masks, it's a great thing for the recipient, but you know, I've heard the craft of sewing, knitting, that all is calming, and certainly in these times, takes your mind off of confinement and the stress of suddenly being a teacher at home, worker, around your family 24/7, which you're probably not used to. And it also seems like it helps with that helpless feeling, like coronavirus is this problem I can't do anything about other than not catching it. This really has to be therapeutic for the volunteers.
It absolutely has. It's given a lot of the people a purpose. They feel completely lost not being able to go out with their friends, do their normal things, go to work. So it's given them a purpose and given them just something to do during the day to keep their mind and their body occupied. I also wanted to add in, if anyone needs a mask, anyone in Montgomery County needs a mask, please get a hold of me. You can call me. You can text me. My phone number is 217-556-8529. We have stations set up for pickup in almost every town in the county. I have a table for pickup outside my house. I'm also working on getting individually packed masks in bins to get to area stores so that people can pick one up at the store or the pharmacy whenever they head in.
All right, my favorite part of this story, from what I understand, you helped get this off the ground. You got it off the ground through social media without being a prolific sewer yourself.
And you know what? I have only made one. I made the one for myself. I don't know how to sew. So I made one for myself with staples and hair ties and some extra fabric I had from Lord only knows what project, how many years ago. So it's not me. It is 100% the people behind the machines sewing. We have some ladies who have made over 1,000, several who have made over 500, and even the ones that just get one or two made, it all helps.
Now, do you try to make the mask a fashion statement, you know, match scrubs, clothes, or whatever?
I figure at this point we all look ridiculous, so let's just get it done and what we need to do to help each other.
Well, there you have it. Allie Luckett with the Montgomery County Mask Makers. We encourage you to help them out. And we thank you for joining us for this edition of Forum on WSMI. I'm Sean Balint.